making a difference in our farming community. This is Terry O'Neill. Terry, thanks for being a community builder.
Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
Well, I do believe that our community obviously is what, you know, we rely on their support. So, you know, in every area of life, there has to be some give and take, and you have to support each other. And I think that's exactly why we do it, because we know we have lots of support in the community, and it's important for us to do the same, you know, because we need to keep the community healthy in order for everyone to do well. And I think it all goes better when we all work together.
What's your favorite part about living and working in the community?
Well, I think it's just the everybody's willingness to help out the neighbor. You know, this community, whenever there's any kind of a crisis, no different than right now, there's all kinds of people willing to step up and do the extra things or go the extra mile to make this a great community.
With TCO Agrimar in particular, what has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced?
Well, been a lot of challenges over the years. The biggest one, I mean, I guess, you know, certainly the challenges over the years is always trying to maintain customer relationships personally, yet grow the business, you know. So obviously, as you grow your business, you know, you rely on more employees, and, you know, it's now a lot bigger than it was. I mean, one time there was, we had like 3 employees, you know, myself, Sandra, and 1 or 2 others, you know. We had 1 truck. Now somebody asked me the other day how many trucks we had, and to be honest with you, I couldn't answer that question totally. I have to think about it. But, you know, it's just, I think over the years, and that's, I think sometimes Sandra and I still feel it, like, I don't get to see the customers like I used to because I'm managing the bigger business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra as well, she's involved in a lot of the administrative tasks and the whole that side of it. So we don't have as much touch, you know, we're not talking to the customers as much as we'd like or as we used to. And mm-hmm. that just comes with growth, unfortunately. It changes the dynamic and the way we run the business.
How many people do you employ now?
Well, of course, we've got a Trenton location too. So I think Sandra does the payroll, and I think I'm going to say now there's probably 60 people or so on payroll between the two locations. At this location, let's say we have probably 22, 23 right now.
Oh, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
From 3 to 23.
Yeah. So we started out as O'Neill's Farm Supply, right? I don't know if you know that or not, but that's our original. We started in 1994 as O'Neill's Farm Supply. So when we say 25 years in business, Sandra and I are 25 years basically owning this business. But it's gone through a few transitions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we bought out competitors, and yeah, it's kind of complicated. But yeah, anyways, we were originally, and a lot of people still call us O'Neill's. they do. Like people just say, you know, because that's what they knew from 1994 until 2007. We were O'Neill's Farm Supply. And then we joined forces with a Trenton location there with a partner there, and we started TCO Agrimart. So.
Okay. What accomplishment are you most proud of with the company?
I'm still here. I haven't been fired yet. I don't know. I think I'd like to say I hope to think it's customer satisfaction. You know what I mean? Like, I think we try really hard to have satisfied customers, and of course, you don't always have everybody happy. You know, it's just the way it is in business. But I think when you talk to a customer who's happy with the service and happy with what you've done, and it makes you feel good, you know? So.
Listen to all our community builders at napneetoday.ca.